Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome in now, Jimmy Smith, TigerDetails.com. Linebacker Marcel Brooks is leaving LSU. He is in the transfer portal. And Jimmy, right off the bat, do you know what led to this?
Honestly, I think it was I think it all started, and this is from various sources, multiple sources have confirmed this, that the first bit of animosity from Brooks towards LSU happened after the national championship game. We didn't get a lot of playing time, and then things just kind of escalated from there. You know, he is an emotional guy. I remember him through the recruiting process. He's one of those guys where, you know, I hate to say it, but he wasn't quite mature enough yet for the college games. And he was going to need people around him and a support system there to help get him through it as he matured and became a young man. And, you know, things just didn't work out. And I think he just clashed with some people over time, and the frustration built. And then, you know, through some back channels, there were some people that seemed to be recruiting him for other schools that are closer to home to possibly transfer. And then he just puts his name in the portal, you know, and I expect in the next week or two, we're probably going to see a public announcement about him enrolling at TCU. That's what I'm expecting after talking to the sources on the ground out there around Marcel. And so I think that's going to be his future. It's going to be with the Horned Frogs. And LSU really wanted him to stay around. It's not an extremely deep position at the linebacker position with a lot of, you know, experience in that group. So they wanted him on that roster. And I mean, he's a phenomenal athlete. It just didn't work out.
And when you talk about going back home, and obviously you understand that from a player's perspective, and if you look in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and you want to be close to home, you're not going to SMU. So it seems like TCU, how they have been relevant, even more relevant than the Texas Longhorns when you look at it. So that didn't surprise me when I heard that. But how much, Jimmy, as far as scheme, and when you're going from basically a 3-4 to 4-3, did that come into play?
I don't think it did. Brooks really wants to be a safety first and foremost, you know, but I don't think he has the skill set for that. You know, to play defensive back, you have to learn how to play moving backwards, and a lot of guys just can't do that well. And while Brooks is a great athlete, he really wasn't able – to establish himself in coverage against and man-to-man over slot receivers and things of that nature. So, and they wanted his athleticism around the ball, so they put him around the line of scrimmage and used his natural ability to rush the passer. So I think ideally he would fit best off the edge in a three-man front, you know, but he does have the athleticism, the range, and those types of things where I think he could have been an effective Sam in this system under Bo Pelini. Where they could have used them a good bit on blitz packages and things of that nature. I don't think that was really a driving cause for him, though. I don't think the system change was a huge concern for him because he thought he was playing out of position anyway. So, you know, but again, as you said, with TCU, they run a lot of multiple fronts. They've had a lot of guys like Marcel Brooks that are kind of tweeners, linebacker defensive end hybrids or linebacker safety hybrids that they've incorporated into their system over the years. So I'm sure that appealed to him when he was looking at his options. But I really don't think the scheme itself and the change from Aranda to Pelini was a difference maker here.
Now, when you look at it as far as his ability, and you talked about his physical ability to get after the passer, you know, you can't really coach that up. I mean, you could put a player in position to succeed, but they still got to go and get it done. And you probably, Jimmy, I probably think you wouldn't be surprised that if he go to a team like TCU and all of a sudden have the potential, maybe because he's playing more and more opportunities, to maybe have 8, 9, 10 sacks in a season.
Yeah, I think he certainly has that ability. And playing in that conference, and look, I don't want to really knock any other conferences, but the SEC is upper echelon. You know, they separated themselves from the rest of the pack. So, you know, when you're in the SEC, you're going against the likes of Alex Leatherwood, a future first-round pick, and all the other guys that the SEC has to offer on the offensive line. You go to the Big 12, it's going to open up quite a bit for you. And they pass more in that conference, too. So I would expect him with his ability. I mean, this might be one of the most talented players TCU's had outside of, you know, LaDainian Tomlinson and a few other guys that come to mind. But this is one of the more gifted athletes they've ever had, and they've been highly productive with their defensive players. So I would expect him, you know, I don't think he's going to play this year. I know he's trying to get the waiver to play this year, saying that with everything going on, the COVID concerns, he wants to be able to move back home. I don't think the NCAA is going to grant him that waiver this year. But when he does get on the field, I fully expect him to have 8, 9, 10-plus sacks per season at TCU. I do think he has that kind of ability, and it's something you really can't teach. Like you said, Bobby, you can put guys in position. You can coach them up. There's certain things in certain sports that guys just naturally have an ability at, and one of those seems to be rushing the passer. And so it's going to be hard to replace. I mean, you'd never want to lose a guy that can create pressure, but that's unfortunately for LSU, that's where they're at right now, but they feel good moving forward with what they have on the roster.
Jimmy Smith of TigerDetails.com, he is the publisher there. And Jimmy, Marcel Brooks obviously transferring, so where does that leave LSU now?
You know, I think we were going to move towards, you know, I think what we're going to see this year is they're going to call it a 4-3 base system. But I think it's going to look more like a nickel package in that you're probably going to have three safeties in there, with Jacoby Stevens being that box safety, that hybrid safety linebacker. And I think that's where they were going to go with or without Marcel Brooks. You know, I expect Jabril Cox to be a dominant force at that Sam linebacker position. And I think you're going to see Jacoby Stevens playing a lot in that box as that third weak side linebacker and being able to utilize a lot of the things he can do around the line of scrimmage. So I think they're okay moving forward. This isn't one of the deepest positions. They have a lot of young talent, but these are underdeveloped. These are guys that haven't really developed yet, haven't really proven it on the field. So they need to get these guys caught up quickly here so they can have the type of depth they need at that position as they move through the SEC.
Now, Jimmy, what is your opinion when you look at where we're at right now? And I guess it changes week by week, if not day by day. And you don't know. I'm looking at LSU Scott Woodward, the athletic director, and has said they will make a decision related to the season in mid to late July. And then I look at this, and you know, they're going to lean upon Greg Sankey, the Southeastern Conference commissioner, that he said last week even, that the conference deserves to see the results of required workouts to begin with, and they're all coming about. But he said that universities have to return to operations of schools to play football. One of the core principles of the NCAA's resocialization of collegiate sports and the guidelines also suggest a downward trajectory of documented cases of COVID-19 within a 14-day period, or a downward trajectory of a positive test as far as a percentage of a total test within that 14-day period. And they said regardless, look, the medical experts said playing college football require accepting some level of risk. So is it still kind of almost open, and we might know something more, I guess, concrete? I don't know if that's even the right word, that if not a couple of weeks, maybe 3.5 weeks by the end of the month, where we stand with this, with college football going forward.
Yeah, I think we'll get that answer soon. I mean, everybody has to prepare, right? So they have to have something in place. So I do think we'll get that answer by the end of July. Now, while that'll be the answer for the start of the season, I don't think anything is going to be written in stone here. I think this is going to be a very fluid thing that with developments changing and altering plans as the season goes along. I can't see a team like, say, LSU right now, who's got upwards of 15, 18 players in quarantine as we speak. I don't know how LSU would be able to field the team in a fair way, you know, in SEC play if they have 18 players, 15, 18 players not participating in that game. So I think there's going to be a lot of – this is going to be a very fluid thing, that a lot of developments, And I think they have to have a plan A, plan B, C, D, all the way through. And every university has to have their own plans. And so you've got a lot of people here, a lot of brains, a lot of voices, a lot of opinions. I just don't know how this goes off smoothly without any hiccups. I just think we're going to see something that we'll never see again. This is going to be a season where some teams play 8 games, some play 11. I don't see every bowl game happening. I don't see the conference championships happening as people expect. I just think this is going to look quite different than everyone's anticipating or hoping for. And I don't think there's going to be a lot of fans in the stands. I just don't see how we go from where we are now to that point where we can allow 100,000 people to pack a stadium. I just don't know how we're going to get there that quickly in such a short period of time. So I do think we're going to have something as to what the plans are moving forward for the start of the season. But I think things are going to change quickly and often as this thing develops and more spread continues, and it varies state by state.
Jimmy, LSU Stadium should remain closed, according to in the opinion of LSU School of Public Health professor. So it just speaks to your point. He feels like it should be closed.
Yeah, and I think that's where we're going. And now I think I just saw a stat, 31 states are in an upward trend of infections, only 4 states moving downward. And you have a lot of the big players in college football. When you talk about the state of Texas, the state of Florida, the state of California, I mean, these states, we have LSU, Tulane, UL, and I mean, those states have a lot. I mean, what is there, 4 or 5 teams from Texas and the Big 12? So, I mean, this could really alter things. What happens if the state of Florida and Texas basically are limited in their participation? How does that affect the college football season? What does that look like? So, I mean, there's so many unanswered questions here. And I think the only thing we know for sure at this point is that it's not going to be normal. It's not going to be what we're used to seeing. And get ready for those to make those adjustments for the college football fans.
Jimmy Smith of TigerDetails.com. Good stuff as always, man. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
The latest on Marshall Brooks entering the transfer portal.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.